Changing minds, one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. This is Jessica. How you doing tonight, Akina?
I am great. How about yourself, Jessica?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks, Akina, for asking. And I am super excited about our show tonight. It is an amazing, amazing topic. Something that, you know, we don't talk about often, but something that many, many people experience. And it can have a large impact on their life and their career. So it's really great and a good opportunity to speak about it tonight. Tonight we have someone on our call who is a special, she specializes in anti-workplace bullying. She has over 22 years experience in HR and human resources, and she's a speaker, she's an author, she's a coach, but she also has a personal story of how she experienced bullying and overcame it in a really, really big way. This person is also a veteran, and we just want to thank her for her service. Before we even welcome her on our call, she served over 20 years in the Air Force. I mean, really an amazing human being. As soon as I spoke to her, I said, okay, we have to have you on our call, because I know there are many, many people, especially women, who, you know, oftentimes in today's society, the role of women are changing. Women are in fields they weren't in before, predominantly male fields, and there's a lot of workplace bullying going on. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have never really experienced that in a big degree, but I know a lot of our listeners have. So it's really a privilege, it's an honor to welcome Dawn Marie Westmoreland on our call tonight. She's going to talk a little bit about this. Welcome, Dawn.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. So, Dawn, you know, it's not often we welcome someone on the call and just say, okay, so tell us your story. But I think in your case, it really does merit telling us your story, because I know I was certainly inspired by it when I heard it. So why don't you give us a little bit of background about who you are and why you decided that you want to really focus on workplace bullying. I know that this is really personal for you and really hit home.
Sure, yeah. As you said, I am retired from the Air Force, and I had worked 25 years in the government. When I went to work for the Veteran Affairs back in 2009, I had realized that there was a lot of nepotism going on in the government, in the Veteran Affairs, and that's not a common word. Nepotism is illegal hiring of family and friends. And so I had that, you know, 22 years background of HR, and then I have, you know, multiple degrees in management and HR, and I reported it. So when I reported it as a whistleblower, I received 2 years of horrific bullying, and the bullying was so extreme and so severe that I ended up passing out twice, and I was ambulanced, and I landed in the mental health ward. And, you know, looking back, I can say that, you know, landing in the mental health ward really was a defining moment in my life. And I often talk about that, you know, sometimes our gifts come in ugly wrapping paper. And at that time, I realized I had given away my personal power for believing that I was a victim. And so I looked at myself in the metal mirror, and I took charge of my life that day. And I still face, you know, another year of waiting for my day, you know, in court. And it has a very positive ending. I end up settling without a gag order to hold me, you know, quiet or to share my story to help other people. So when that happened, you know, I realized that everything in our life happens for a reason. And I knew that I was doing my soul's purpose. Today, you know, by being a coach, a professional coach, an HR consultant, I've written, I'm about to start my third book, and, you know, and a speaker all around workplace bullying.
Wow. That is a powerful story. I mean, you went through a lot, and in return, you are going to help others through your struggle. You know, you're using your testimony to put out so much information that can help others. And I have to applaud you for that, Dawn. You know, my question is, what made you decide that it was necessary for you to spread your message. You know, some people would have been like, okay, so I'm done with this. You know, I don't have to talk about this anymore. You know, I won my case. But what made it different for you? What made it become your mission?
Well, you know, when I hired my attorney, I'd already done most of the work. Like I said, with my background in HR, I went ahead and researched the laws that were broken, and I presented a lot of documentation to my attorney. In fact, you know, very little new evidence was brought forward. Everything I brought forward basically sealed my case, you know, as a victory. So I knew that I was supposed to, you know, do this job, you know, be the role of a speaker, author, coach, an HR consultant, because I knew that I had the power, the ability, the gift to teach other people how to stand up to workplace bullying. And I knew that I just couldn't turn my back and say, well, now I have a settlement and all of this is behind me, because, you know, there are great articles out there, like Forbes.com has an article back in 2014 that up to 96% of the workplace is struggling and dealing with workplace bullying. And see, for people that work for themselves, they don't get that opportunity at times to see it or hear about it, but it still exists.
Don, it's really powerful, and I think you're right that a lot of times it goes unnoticed, workplace bullying, and it really has a really large impact in our lives. And, you know, I know that your specialty is talking about workplace bullying, but I think that in general, bullying is becoming a bigger and bigger problem today, and especially with technology, with social media, it's really becoming more and more prevalent. I know I didn't experience workplace bullying, thankfully, but I did experience a large degree of bullying, especially in my early years. And, you know, for me, what I love about what you said and what you're talking about is this idea of giving away your personal power and choosing to be a victim. And whenever we are choosing to be a victim, we know we're blocking really anything in our life we want to do. It's impossible to create and receive from this place of being a victim. And, you know, you decided you're not going to be a victim, that you're going to be a champion, and you're going to claim back your personal power. For you to just speak a little bit about what that process is like, you know, for anyone who's listening in tonight, and maybe they experience bullying in the workplace, maybe they experience bullying from a spouse, maybe even from their parents, or maybe they're still suffering from that bullying that took place when they were younger. You know, how is it that you chose and how did you find your power again?
Well, you know, it was really like I had an epiphany when I was in the mental health ward. I was there 3 days, and it's kind of like I just in my head saw a review of my life. You know, I looked back to being a child and being sexually molested as a child, you know, being in an alcoholic marriage, you know, different types of bullying, and I realized that I'd been looking through my life or through the lens of my life as a victim, and I realized it had not been serving me. And it really horrified me to realize that the biggest bully in my life had become my own self, you know, for feeling like a victim. So I am a very, very strong person. You know, even strong people can, you know, break down and fall apart. But I got to the point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And sometimes we have to reach that point. And I just decided to take charge of my life because there has to be a strong desire, you know, to have and claim your personal power. So I recognized, you know, my weakness, and I took charge of my life, and I made a determination that I would start doing everything to empower myself. So, you know, I did different modalities, you know, lots of reading. You know, I've become a coach or a professional coach. And, you know, you have to work on yourself first before you could work on other people. And I'm also a hypnotherapist, so, you know, I would make up hypnosis sessions for my own self to gain confidence. So different modalities are out there where you can improve your confidence and improve your positivity in your life.
Now, Don, you brought up a great different modalities out there that people can use. Now, as a coach, I know that when you're speaking to your clients, you tell them about these different modalities and how they can help. Is one of what are some of these modalities? Are one better than the next?
Well, you know, that's interesting you say that, because I just wrote a blog article today, and I'm talking about the different modalities. So I don't necessarily think that one is better than another, that there will be a modality that resonates with each person. In my case, you know, I was seeing another hypnotherapist who would inject powerful suggestions while I was under hypnotic trance, and that was working through my subconscious, and that was very powerful. But, you know, even working with a life coach that specializes in your area that you want to work on can be very, very powerful. But also, you know, self-care is so vital. I had to increase getting more massages. I had some energy work, flower essences, and those are more on the holistic side, you know, alternative holistic side. But I found all those different modalities to be extremely powerful because, you know, the bottom line is even scientists agree that we're all, you know, made up of energy. And so all these factors affected me, mind, body, and spirit. So I would encourage anybody out there that's listening, you know, find a modality that resonates with you. I also just wrote an article in our Western North Carolina Home and Garden magazine that just came out, and I talk about horticulture therapy as a modality. One of my degrees is in horticulture, and I never thought I'd be years later talking about horticulture therapy, you know, to heal from workplace bullying and the trauma. But it can be very powerful being in nature and working in nature.
I love that, Dawn. And one of the modalities that I've chosen to use, and that's actually why Akeena and I have really just made this a big part of our platform of our business, and you know who – many of you know who are listening in, we have a lot of affirmation products out. I use an affirmations in a really, really big way to reprogram that thinking. What I've come to know and understand is that when you experience bullying, that people are telling you these negative things about you over and over and over, and eventually, whether or not it's consciously or subconsciously, you begin to believe that it's true. And what you really require doing, and I know you said you've done hypnosis, and it's not much something I know much about, although I have a lot of respect for that modality, but you have to start reprogramming your subconscious mind in the way that you think about yourself. Because oftentimes, and whether or not you realize it or not, you've bought into what the bully said. And if we hear something over and over and over, we start to believe it's true. It becomes our automatic response. Our brains are literally conditioned to start thinking about ourselves that way. And oftentimes, even though we're conscious, we're making choices and we're intentional, you know, we're doing all these positive things, and we don't want it to be a victim. We don't want to believe these negative things about ourselves. And if you ask us if they're true, consciously we might even say no. But subconsciously, this is how our brains are acting, our automatic responses. And what we don't realize is that oftentimes we're blocking things in our lives. You know, there's great things, opportunities, great people in our lives all around us, but we continue to attract situations and people that reinforce these limiting beliefs that were created when we bought into what the bully said. But to me, finding a way to reprogram your subconscious mind is a really powerful way to do this. Now, Keen and I have put out a couple different affirmation products. We have our 90-day affirmation and gratitude journal, and that's something that, you know, I love. I've actually used that journal several times myself, even though we've written it, and I just love affirmations. Our Affirmations on Demand book, that book came about because Keenan and I were using affirmations, and we put them all together and said, okay, I wanted to make a list of affirmations for myself, so we put this book out and said, all right, if you want to use them too, use them too, but I use affirmations every day. I'm sitting in my office right now. I'm looking at my desk. I have affirmations written on my desk. I look at my whiteboard on my wall in my office. They're there. I have affirmations in my kitchen cabinets, on my mirror in my bathroom. I mean, they're everywhere because I know that I require that reprogramming, and that eventually, if you are spending enough time, and Dawn, I love how you talked about that champions, people who are victors and not victims, they work on themselves first. They don't try to get even with the bullying. They don't try to get back. They don't get angry. They just work on themselves and know that that's where their power lies. You know, for me, I said, okay, as many times as a bully told me something negative, I'm going to tell myself something positive. I'm going to choose how I want to show up, choose what I want to believe about myself, and I'm going to do it over and over and over. And that's what I've done in terms of using affirmations. So, you know, I know this wasn't really our plan to speak about this evening, but you know, hypnosis is something that I've always wanted to know more about, and my experience with it is limited. And, you know, I bet there's a lot of people on our show who also are wondering, you know, what it means. Previously, and I learned a little bit about hypnosis, but previously I used to just think about those magic shows where people would swing the yo-yo back and forth, right? And that's kind of what my thought of what hypnosis was. I thought it was this kind of voodoo, silly thing that they did at the circus. But I've come to understand and know that it has a very, very powerful place in transformation work and in personal development, especially in reprogramming from past trauma. So would you be willing to give us a little bit of insight about what hypnosis really can do and how what that looks like? What is that process like, and how can that really benefit someone from experiencing bullying or any other past trauma that they want to recover from?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Well, I've been a hypnotherapist. It's actually been 5 years now, right around Easter time. So a lot of people are familiar with meditation, guided meditation, and that's what hypnosis is. It's a guided meditation, and so if I had a client that contacted me and they told me, hey, you know, I have low self-confidence and I'm being bullied at work or in my life, you know, I'd sit down with that person and get down to the core of the issue. You know, why are they insecure? Why? Where's the lack of confidence? And it could stem back from maybe as a child that they were just, you know, beaten up verbally over and over by parents or siblings, and they bought into it. So I work with that person to come up with powerful suggestions, and then I take that person and with their willingness into a deeper state of trance, you know, it's a relaxation, and I basically, you know, hypnotize and put them in a trance that is so deep and so relaxed that I'm able to bypass their conscious and then give them those, we'll call them affirmations or suggestions that they want, you know, maybe to feel more confident or to be able to stand up to, you know, the brother that always put them down, you know, as a child, and then I give the suggestions and bring them out of the trance. It's like going to the gym, and I know that you go to the gym because I see your pictures on Facebook. You know, if you go to the gym one time, you feel good, you feel hot, you feel sweaty, you know, hormones are really kicking in. But with hypnosis, it's like going to the gym. You know, the more you go, you know, or more you do the hypnosis, it compounds and it builds. And so it helps to keep injecting the suggestions in the subconscious mind so that they take effect. Now, I'll touch on the stage hypnosis really quickly. A stage hypnotist is generally a man. More men tend to like that. It is real, but these are willing people that are willing to be hypnotized to cluck like chickens or act silly. And one thing with hypnosis is that you're always you always have your own power. Nobody can hypnotize you against your will. You have to be willing, and if you're not willing, you cannot be hypnotized. I mean, you can research it yourself, you know, go and find a credible source, but one, you have to be willing, and two, you know, whatever suggestions are provided to you, you have to have buy-in. I mean, nobody can just put you under hypnosis and say, hey, now you're going to run out and you're going to go rob a bank. Well, no, that's not who you are. That's not what you're about. You would snap out of it. And, you know, it would not be a successful session. So, you know, the client has to have buy-in. They have to be willing to, you know, and trusting that person who's hypnotized them to go into that deeper level of relaxation. And I've never met a person yet that I've worked with and done hypnosis with that hasn't come out of it and felt better and had positive change in their life. It's a very unique experience. I mean, you could take five people and hypnotize them with the same things, and we're all unique individuals, and everybody will get something different out of it.
Wow, that is awesome. You know, and I like the fact that they have another option. That is so important because, you know, a lot of people go a traditional route, whereas you give them different options to be able to find their release point. Now, what brought you to using all of these different modalities? did one work better, or did one was one wasn't working as well and you wanted to try something new? Tell us about how you came about all these different modalities.
Well, you know, I was exploring everything, and I would say probably about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago, I had moved to Asheville, North Carolina, which is where I live at now. I retired and I came out here. You know, and out in this area, it's very progressive, and there's a lot of healing modalities out there, specifically in this area even. And I started exploring different things that resonated with me, I have a herbal certification, and I always found plants to be fascinating because there's so many plants out there that can help heal the body. You know, there's plants out there that can help with depression, anxiety, feeling better. And the hypnosis, before I become a hypnotist, I was seeking hypnosis because I was stressed out from workplace bullying. And when I found out, how it could help me to relax, to feel more confident about my situation. I had a lot of stress in my life at the time, not just with work, but personal things. And so I just started exploring these different modalities. And then sometimes, you might try modality and say, this is all right, but it's not for me. And you just keep doing things till they feel right. So, I have a regimen every day, I know Jessica mentioned about affirmations. I'm very visual. I have things all over my house. I was laughing to myself when she was talking about that she had it everywhere in her house. I do, too. Everywhere you go, there's a picture in my house. It might be a picture of Oprah. It might be a picture of me speaking or Deepak Chopra. People that I respect resonate, places where I want to go. You could call it your vision board or your vision box. So, some people are auditory, some people are visual like myself. So I have all these things, and they just reinforce me because, we're all human. Some days you wake up and you're tired and you just don't want to put one foot in front of the other, and maybe you've had a little setback. And even I slip. I tell people even I slip. Sometimes I take a step back and I doubt myself, and then, sometimes I just need to get a grip and look at, what's missing in my life right now? What do I need more of? Do I need more self-care? Do I need to take maybe a nap? Do I need to read a self-development book? Do I need to watch a positive video? Do I need to listen to affirmations? And then, when I can check in with myself and realize what I'm missing or what I'm needing, then I know. And I tell people, don't always give away your personal power by seeking everything under the sun. A lot of the personal power is right inside you, and we're giving it away by always running after the next new thing. There's going to be things, there will be tools out there, modalities that will definitely help you, but, deep down inside, all the happiness and the strength and the personal power is within each of us.
Love that, Dawn, and that's really powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us. I know you have a lot of amazing things going on, and I know that there's a lot of people that are going to be inspired by what you've said tonight. How can someone contact you if they're interested in doing coaching with you or interested in getting a copy of one of your books?
Yeah, my website is my full name. It's Dawn, just like the morning, Dawn Marie Westmoreland. And I tell people that Westmoreland is spelled Westmoreland, like you're going west for more land. So it's DawnMarieWestmoreland.com. And, on my consultation right now, I have a first-time offer for $97 for 45 minutes with me. And oftentimes in just one or two sessions, I've helped people to get, all the answers and advice that they need. And recently I just had a lady settle and get a large settlement with her workplace for bullying and discrimination. And we had only talked two times. So it doesn't take much with me generally.
That's awesome. That's a wonderful deal. So we definitely encourage our audience to take advantage of that. Now, if you had a takeaway that you can give our audience tonight, what would that be?
Well, you know, the one thing is that you have to believe in yourself more than others believe in you. And I think that was something I had struggled with for many years. And I see it in a lot of other women, and even men too, is that, you know, we're always giving other people validation, and we really need to stop and look at everything we've been through in our life, because, you know, every one of us has a story. And, you know, the best revenge of all is living well. As you mentioned earlier, you know, it's not getting back at the bully. You know, today I worked on myself, and I'm helping other people, you know, to stand up to bullying, whether it's, you know, fighting, you know, bullying, or whether it's moving on for their own health. But, you know, the thing is that nobody can instill a belief, you know, get you to believe in yourself. It's something that only you have and that only you can do.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dawn, tonight for being with us, for sharing your story, for sharing those wonderful nuggets that you share with the audience. We definitely, definitely appreciate you. You know, if something Dawn said tonight resonated with you, please, please, please find this podcast on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dawn, for being on our call tonight. We really appreciated you, and it was an honor to have you on as a guest.
Oh, thank you very much. I do appreciate you both. I really do. Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always like to end my portion of the call the same way. And, you know, I just let our audience know we love you. We're so grateful for you. Thank you so much for being part of our journey and allowing us to go from, you know, starting this series off. It is just about our one-year anniversary next – or 2 years. Excuse me, our two-year anniversary. Next week will be our two-year anniversary, or the week after, I believe, and Akina, it's the week after, right, our two-year anniversary, and we've grown this podcast from one show to now 4 weekly shows, and it's just, we are so grateful. So thank you so much. We love you. Make it a powerful week, and we'll be with you on, actually, we will not be with you on Sunday for Easter. It's Easter, so we are not going to be doing our Empowering Faith series, but we will be with you again on Tuesday for our Empowering Mindset series. Have a great night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you so much.